Good morning, and I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning on Hello Port Harcourt. Now, you just listened to my colleague a few minutes ago having a conversation about the no school fees, no examination policy that the River State University has just embarked upon. And then you got to listen to a representative who say, look, maybe there are other alternatives that can be handled. Now, our conversation is kicking off from that particular end. You see, we're talking about fees payment, and we are asking, and I'm asking you to please courageously think and analyze this scenario when you call in. Now, some of you may not know, but there's information coming through now that the WhatsApp server is down. So messages coming through from WhatsApp are being delayed or not even being delivered as we speak. But we have other platforms that you can send your messages through, and we'll engage you with them shortly. But this is my question. Now, apart from school fees, what other sources of revenue, what other sources of income are available for the universities? Because a lot of you sitting down and say, oh, look, the university, you know, is being unfair. The authorities are being unfair. Things are hard. But let me tell you, I'm not holding brief for that university or for any university. But I've had to sit down with some of these staff members, some of these senior lecturers, and they tell you just the same way you are struggling with your businesses to raise capital, to pay your staff members, to make sure the overhead costs are brought low and your margins of profit are increased. It's the same way the universities are faced with that challenge. Globally, different universities have different ways of generating funds. So, you have to ask yourself these questions. If on one hand, some of the staff, some of the students are saying, oh, please, don't collect money. Some of us don't have money. Let's have a loan, or let us finish, and then when we get jobs, we can come and pay back, or when we want to get our certificates, we can clear. Now, we've seen scenarios. I personally have seen and heard scenarios of students taking the back door, bribing somebody to collect their transcript, and they go abroad. They leave that particular university with the debt of having trained them for 4 to 7 years. How does that seem fair? Now, you may say, Jude, it's just one in a million case. Maybe, maybe not. But let me paint it all to a real scenario. For every single individual that's unable to pay some level of fees to these universities, you are compounding an already difficult problem for the universities. Yes, they get allocations from either the state or the federal government, depending on who's in charge. But once those things come through, you and everybody else who's listening obviously know that some of those monies are not enough. And that is why they're all being encouraged to have internally generated revenue. So, on this Pokey Talk station this morning, I ask once again to put on your critical thinking caps and ask yourself and then proper solutions for us this morning. What other sources of income can these universities generate whilst they're in session? My name is Jude. Please, welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Please get onto Facebook at Nigeria Info PH for Facebook and Twitter. And also, if you can, right, make sure when you send us a message on Twitter, you just follow the thread of the post this morning. WhatsApp is down, so we can't read your messages at the moment. You can still send SMSs, we'll probably be able to read them, but please, WhatsApp and Telegram right now are down. No, I think it's just WhatsApp. You can use Telegram if I'm not mistaken. Namdi is in D-line. Namdi, good morning to you and welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Good. My name is Namdi. I'm calling you from D-line.
Welcome.
Okay, my thought though, one is that education is an overriding public interest and not a business transaction or stuff like that. So, the government should, as a matter of fact, devise a means whereby this issue can be crashed out. But if I have to bring one opinion, What if the government has a window whereby, for instance, if the students' school fees is 100,000, is it possible that if the school is going to run for 3 months, can they be paying these fees in installment? Maybe they have 20,000 they pay and they have a receipt before this exam comes up, instead of them making it that they will pay it as a lump sum. Because, for instance, there has been a strike and lecturers are not being paid. Most of their parents have other kids to train. But if they have a structure whereby students can be paying part payment, but make sure you finish this payment before your exams, I think it could also go a long way.
Okay. Thank you. Michael is in Borough-Kerry. Good morning to you, Michael. Welcome.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. Go on, please.
Yeah, Jude. Yeah, good morning. There are so many things schools can do to generate revenue.
Please share.
Just like we have over 1,000 things from crude oil. You know, from crude oil, I actually saw it on net that you can get over 1,000 products from crude oil, from a barrel of crude. So that's how school should be. There are so many things the school can go into. They can go into sachet water production. They can go into even fish farming. Fish farming, like we have the RSU, we have Uniport, we have many universities that are cited in Niger Delta. Can go into fish farming, people would buy fish. They can go into agriculture. There are so many things. Look at left, right, center, everywhere. There are so many things the school can engage in. They can go into bread production, catering. They can do these things. After all, we have an entrepreneurship course in school. So what are they teaching us? So there are so many avenues. Schools, apart from owning primary and secondary schools, demonstration schools, the other things they can venture into, plastic production, sachet water. Now, maybe after the high rate of female prostitution. It's because of all these things. There are so many things the school can go into that would bring money.
Okay, all right, Michael, thank you very much. So many things that the universities can get into that should bring money, all right? Good. But if you mentioned, and I clearly heard you say demonstration schools, I've had friends who went to do demonstration schools. They collected school fees from people. Yes, it was a secondary school, but they still collected school fees. Okonkwo is a room of Kuta. Okonkwo, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Thank you for your nice question. I'm happy for the method of Uniport for their water industry business.
Okay.
Which on their sachet, they wrote Uniport. And that is one of the best treated water that we have in River State. Universities can also go into fish farming. They can also go into bookshop business, set up, since it is an academic industry, they set up bookshops where the students will buy textbooks and notebooks and other stationery that will help for the university to be generating the internal revenue within the environment. Brother Jude, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We have good news. Speaking to us from mile three, I beg your pardon. Good news. Welcome, please.
Thank you, my brother.
Good morning. This is Jude.
Thank you. Can you ask me a question on source of revenue from universities? Number one, the hostels where the children use, the students use, the students pay money to the university. It's a source of revenue. The hostels are bigger than estates. One. Number two, the natural quarters. Those lecturers are not staying there for free. They pay money just that the money which subsidize. But ask questions. Those are part of source of revenue for the university. They carry out post-year examinations.
Examinations?
We have hundreds of thousands of children, tens of thousands of children, or pupils, right? Pay money and right. Those money are source of revenue to the university. They have these certificate programs like a sandwich, mashed groove.
Yes, yes.
Mention them. Like, those programs they do are major source of revenue to the system.
Those programs, they cost money, don't they? People pay for those programs, don't they?
You say what?
People pay for those programs just mentioned, don't they?
Yes, people pay for the programs. Okay. Those right. programs are not as, are not known as the university programs as a NUC program.
Yeah.
Those programs are because of the university. To support the system in the university. Unlike those that got admission directly as your one student and your two students. We're talking about source of revenue. So the people to do those programs, they are not originally they can't present that duplicate like in some part of Nigeria except for the programs. So they are part of revenue for universities.
Okay. All right, good news. Thank you very much. So great. All of these things still, at the end of the day, cost money. And people still asking, no, it should be cheap. It should be cheaper. Once again, critical thinking this morning. We'll be back in a few short minutes.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Jude Omamigbe is my name, sitting down here and asking you to critically think about this conversation. Sources of revenue for universities other than school fees. Now, you often hear the board, the authorities say, look, if people don't pay their fees, how can they carry out the day-to-day running of the universities? And they do, honestly, they have a point, because you can only go so far with a credit scheme. At some point in time, there has to be some form of remittance to balance the books. We know, I have read that several universities have been running in debt for a long time. There was even a year, I think it was in the early 2000s, I think I just started school, this was 2006 or 2007, when the power authorities released a list of debtors across the country. And it was shocking back then to see and read that some universities were amongst the highest debtors to the power authorities. As far away as that time was, about a decade plus ago, some universities were owing about 97 or 100 billion. As power, it's amazing, 100 million naira a month. Whatever. Leave me and let's get to this. So, the question is this. If the authorities are adamant that, yes, school fees must be paid so that functioning, you know, facets of the university can run, the question has to be asked, so when the scenario is not optimal, what can be done? What can institutions, tertiary institutions all around the country do to raise funds? Adebisi is in Omoku. I want to get to hear from Adebisi. Adebisi, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
See, if there is any institution that should be rich, it's the tertiary institution. I will tell you why. The tertiary institution have a collective of experts that can provide consultancy services to any kind of sector in this country. The tertiary institution is the hub of research, where research and development can be promoted. In fact, the tertiary institution should be driving the kind of development we need in Nigeria. But unfortunately, here in Nigeria, reverse is the case. You will recall, the Silicon Valley we are talking of was driven by a tertiary institution. We can talk of many hubs that were driven by tertiary institutions. If you go abroad, the way it is done there is that many private sectors come to tertiary institution for researches, and they fund the research. If you read the condition of service, every consultancy carried out by any lecturer within tertiary institution, he's supposed to remit 30% into the tertiary institution account. So if we don't even go on any other business except consultancy and research, tertiary institution can be bastardly rich. But unfortunately, I say reverse is the case in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And with Adebisi's comments, I'd like to welcome you back to Hello Port Harcourt.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
We have Zion in GRA. Zion, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you. Last time I told you that the mere fact that universities are asking for school fees, that alone is a scam. You don't need school fees. No student needs to pay school fees. What is the essence of graduating these people? Just like you come outside to come and... Okay, you're an AOP, right?
OAP.
Working in the station. And now there is time for you to exhibit. A company has produced you. They want to send you outside, and they themselves are lacking or are going to deficiency. Is that not a problem? That is what we have the universities. Universities should be one of the most richest environments in this world. The engineers, they graduate, they are sending them to companies. And those that graduate are making money in those companies, and those companies are getting richer by the day. All the multinationals, are they not graduates from where? From the university. So how come the multinationals are rich and the university is poor?
Good question.
So it's a scam to pay school fees.
Is it a scam? Let me ask you. Some people have stated that one of the reasons why this conundrum faces Nigerians is that a lot of the alumni don't exactly... interrelate with the association. You have old boys association for secondary schools that would build, classrooms and things like that for the secondary schools. But in the tertiary institutions, you don't even have that. A lot of them just go, have old boys association union, they drink beer, and once a while, they share job vacancies amongst themselves. There's nothing really...
That is what they should do.
What?
That is all what they should do. For instance, look at the Facebook we talk about. Was it not a student project? It was students that came together just to know themselves. Before, somebody hijacked the idea and it's become Mazuga, but the whole now celebrates it. Look at the university we talked about. A lot of access to make money. Look at the departments. Can the graduates' department and establish a company of their own? Can you look at the theater? Today, now the entertainment industry is making money. What is the theater and department? What are they doing? Can they graduate their students, open their own movie, whatever,
studio, network, yeah.
And start studio and start acting movies? What about the music industry? Can they graduate them the light of the video from the universities, give them the best touch, send them to the world and sing music and bring the money back to them? These are, I don't know, these are just simple ideas. And things to be done. And we keep talking and talking and talking. See, these universities, for me, they should shut down some universities. They're just occupying space and also used to do a lot of better things. The Igbo boy that is going to China to do exports, import, does he go attend any university? Mention one university attended. But he has conquered China, conquered Japan. In fact, Japan is begging me. India is begging me. They are begging these little boys. But look at the so-called graduates. They are like a nuisance on the street.
Interesting. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. So once again, today we have our critical thinking cap on. I like to hope it's working for a lot of us this morning. Question is, other than school fees, what other ways, what other sources of revenue generation is available or should be engaged by, in quotes, the board of any university in this country. It looks as though the WhatsApp has been restored. So I do believe you can send in your WhatsApp messages. I need to verify that. A message just popped up. For the past 20 or so minutes or 30 minutes, WhatsApp globally has been down. So it's not just a Nigerian thing. Globally, people have been having comments that they can send messages via WhatsApp. About 30 or 40 minutes now. But I do believe it's restored. I just saw a message now. My 2.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Good morning and good afternoon, sir.
Good morning.
I'm calling from the university. Hello?
Yes, please. We can hear you. Good morning.
Am I on to Nigeria Info?
Yes, please. My name is Jude. Welcome, please.
Good. I'm calling from the university, but I want to just make some suggestions.
Yes, please.
So, the truth is this. I've been with a lecturer with the university system for more than 30 years, almost 40 years. And you see, what is happening in the university is a reflection of what is happening in the larger society. Let me give you an example. When we joined the university first, consultancy services from the government are always sent to the university. So please, can you carry out this study for the government? I recall a situation where I had to travel to Holland through the European Economic Community to study flooding. I was sponsored by the federal government. That is, they brought it to the university to go and look at the situation in Netherlands and advise the federal government. They sponsor it. So what I'm saying is that today, how many state governments are there with the first go to the university, look that we have such a challenge. The research is expensive. Most of these people you are talking of, you cannot just carry out the research like that. You can be there if you don't have the funds. You may have all the ideas and you can become nothing. So federal government, state government, consciously when there are problems, I think today we are having problems in the Niger Delta, that's where are you not experiencing it? How many state governments have gone and say, look at this problem for our state? But those days, it was like that. The state go to the university, go to the consultancy services unit. The consultancy services unit have established it for all universities and give them challenging problems and give them some money to go and carry out this research. The unfortunate thing, most times when these researches are carried out and the results given back to the system, they refuse to utilize it. They don't utilize it. As I said, in 1988, we were in Holland, they came from the Rivers State University, sponsored by European Economic Committee, to study flooding problems.
Wow.
As we came back, did you expect that we didn't make the report?
But
we submitted the report to the federal and state government.
And they were not implemented?
And you expected nothing.
Okay.
Are we not having flooding problems again?
Okay, all right, thank you very much. Dandy is in Ada, George. Dandy, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning, please. Hello, Dandy, go on.
Hello?
Yes, go on, please. I can hear you. Go on, please.
Okay, I called on the issue making the round, the topic under discussed this morning.
Yes, please.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that what the River State University management has done is wrong. And looking at the hardship, the situation in town caused by flood and other activities of government policy, this is not the best time. This is not the right time to say you are not going to allow students to write exams because of non-payment of fees. Remember, most of these students are students of civil servants that have not been promoted for over 7 years of this administration. Most of the students are children of pensioners that have not paid their gratuity and pension. Most of these students are children of the blood victims stamping for their lives. And at this point in time, you're greeting them with another news. This is uncalled for, and this is not right. This is a government that has not in any way subsidized education. The school fee of that very institution has been increased over time under this current administration. There has not been any form of boundary to officially set what students go through
the fees,
or to encourage them or any form of subvention, nor any form of international or local scholarship to encourage education in the state. Even when you say you're talking about the primary education, instead it's free. But if you get to the local hinterland, the local communities, the satellite communities, and see what is going on there, you will weep, you will cry. What you are going to see there is if you manage to see a building that people are inhabiting to learn, you are not going to see teachers. And if you see anybody, most of them are volunteers. I know of a school in River State that even the headmaster is a volunteer and that the community is contributing money to sort out the salary of this person.
Okay, but
this is the
Dandy.
We condemn it in totality and we ask that the full management to
return
from this action.
Well, Dandy, that's all well and good. But the real question we ask is, what ways can these institutions make money? If people are saying the students shouldn't pay school fees, what ways can they make money? Because the staff need to be paid. And when we say staff, it's not just the lecturers or senior lecturers or professors. We're talking about the security men, the cleaners, the mechanics, the electricians, the plumbers, the grass cutters. All those other people need to be paid.
Okay, there are just very few ways where school fees can be erased for students. In developed countries, or developed countries that actually know what they are doing, they have a scheme for students to go get loans and continue with their education. That is a way of actually getting support for the students. We also have a scholarship. The government or individuals can also enroll as a way of reaching out to the society through philanthropic activity, that okay, every year, every now and then, I'll be paying fees for 10 or what have you. The other way to also raise this money is through personal struggle, which is what we don't want to talk about that because that is what we already have. The other way that should be used to also finance fee or education is through the government saying that passing the policy that education in a state, in a country is free. The government can actually do this. If advanced countries that do not even have anything like natural resources are doing it, how much more us in River State that has all the way without the resources that can even finance a country, cannot even give basic education to our children, looking at where we are coming from and where we ought to go, where we ought to be. I think these are things that should be brought under debate and discussed.
Thank you very much, Dandy. JJ Zurumigbo. JJ, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning. I want to continue from where the last caller stopped on the solution because I don't want to just dwell on the problem. I remember that Barack Obama, I think he finished paying his student loan while he was president already, right? So as far as I'm concerned, I think that the university, who are supposed to have the best brains, need to look inward on how to solve this problem. Sometimes ago in Unipol, there was also this problem that led to protests, and a final year student died. I think his name is Peter Opurum or something. But that said, I think that the school can enter a funding agreement, really those on final year, with the student and a bank. Really the bank that they pay their school fees, right? Now, within the period, the bank can raise the money and pay on behalf of the student, not forgetting that these people, they will graduate soon, really the final year one, they will graduate soon, and they want to go for youth service, which is compulsory, right? So for me, the bank can defray their payment, maybe with a little interest. Like me, in my period in Uniport, what they did was 50% interest rate.
Interest, yes.
So I was going like 50K, and they calculate about another 25,000 in addition to that. I paid that extra money, and I was so happy. So, for me, I think they should look inward, not this
this has a way to go, please.
Yeah, but
they
but JJ, please, I need to ask you this. Hello, JJ, can you hear me, please?
I can hear you.
Please. Now, what you said is well and good. People paid 50% surcharge, and you know, before they could get their clearance, it's true. I witnessed it myself, but there's statistics to show that there's still a good number of people who do not come back and get that payment done.